check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we
beat,
we fight our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we show love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off, it's underground society, it's serious with life, dog, hip-hop, AD, represent for the legend, rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hip, two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss, it's a murder master music show, free the homie gangster, bro, I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chop about to blow, stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez. Welcome back to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 741. We got a special guest tonight, you know what I'm saying, by way of Trenton, New Jersey. Those of you who have been listening to this show for the last, you know, 7-8 years, you know, rest in peace. The homie DJ Reddy Red's been on this show several times, even hosted a couple episodes with me. It's always an honor to go over to, you know what I'm saying, Trenton and chop it up with some talent over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring on the homie Neff150. Neff150, how you doing, brother?
What's good? What's good with your fam?
Man, I'll tell you what, it's a huge honor. You know what I'm saying? I know your background and what you've contributed to hip-hop over the years. But before we get into any of that, man, 2020 has been a disaster, you know, for everybody pretty much. How have you and yours been holding up during this crazy pandemic and all this?
Hey, man, you know, we've just been maintaining, man, you know, structuring ourselves very well through this, what we call it a semi-crisis, because, you know, one after the other, you know. But as far as everything, man, holding the family down, man, maintaining and making sure we do what we got to do out here, you know what I'm saying, to keep ourselves safe, man. You know what I mean? I thank you for... I appreciate you even asking about that, man, because, you know, it's hectic right now. It's real, real hectic out here for a lot of us, most of all of us, really, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're just maintaining, though, man.
Yeah, definitely, man, just one day at a time. That's all any of us can do. I mentioned DJ Reddy Red at the beginning of the show. His sister, I want to shout out Sister Ada. She's the one that, put me onto your music. And when I found out who you were, I was like, oh, man, this is dope because, you know, you have a long history rooted in hip-hop that started, you know what I'm saying, in Trenton, man. How far back does it go and what got you into hip-hop?
It goes back to 1991, I would say, man, when I first got hit with the opportunity to do a performance. Well, I was at the high school I was attending, Trenton Central High School. I did a performance, man, and, you know, from there it was like just maintaining a nice little fan base in the hood, you know what I'm saying, the neighborhood, and grasping a lot of insight from a lot of artists that was out at that time who caught my attention anyway. You know, artists from like Rakim, you know what I'm saying, of course, for the teachers, because, you know, they're home base right there. There was a big influence on my career going, you know what I'm saying, wanting to be an MC anyway, know what I'm saying? I looked up the LL, Big Daddy Kane, Bismarck, even did a little mini tour with Bismarck, man, in 2000, which was dope because that set it up for me, you know, really to start looking at the world instead of what my location where I was at, you know. But, yeah, it goes back, man. I didn't did enough work, you know what I'm saying? I can say that to stamp my name in the hip-hop community.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned the Poor Righteous Teachers. Were you not a part of them at one time or affiliated with them?
We grew up in the same project, man. I used to watch Culture walk up and down the block beatboxing, you know what I'm saying? This one, right before Thomas A. Peace was released, you know, I used to watch my man beatbox. I always thought it was a weird thing. I was like, my man just be up every day just beatboxing and, you know. And then when PRT came out, I'm like, yo, that's my man Culture. I know him, you know. And I knew Wise, man. Wise, you know, worked at the same job at one point, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know me per se, you know, because he's a little older than me, and I was like a little younger cat. But, you know, I knew them. And PRT has always, you know, been our go-to guys whenever we want to represent our town, our city, Trenton. You know, it's PRT or nothing, you know. So, but yeah, they definitely were a big influence on me as an artist, I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and plus, you know, everybody that's ever come out of Trenton, you know, Lords of the Underground, just super, super lyrical. You know, like you guys, you could tell you guys really take hip-hop seriously the way it's supposed to be taken, and you appreciate the elements, the art form of it. For you, is it more than just music? I mean, break down your love for hip-hop.
It's definitely more than just music, man. This has been like a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I love music. And one thing about it, we all know music heals the soul. Anything we go through in life, any type of situation, man, as an artist, you can put it in a story form. You can paint that picture so vivid for the consumer, you know, or the listener. You know, most people, you know, they do hip hop and rap, you know, because they homeboys like it. I do it because I love music. You know what I'm saying? I love music. That's why I did a song called I Love Music. That's dope. You know, representing all the pioneers. You know what I'm saying? From Houdini. You know what I'm saying? Who else is there? What's my man name? Marley Marl. All these cats, man, that really pioneered the way for artists. You know what I'm saying? Like myself, man. It's more than, way more than just music, man. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love the creativity. I love to sit and think. And that's what's missing in today's music, a lot of thinking. You know what I'm saying? I love to sit and just put, you know, words together, phrases together, stories together, and make it all mush and come out lovely. You know what I'm saying? Where you can feel what I'm saying. And not only feel it, like I said, I paint that picture for you to see it vividly. So, yeah, man, hip-hop is embedded in me, man. It's in the bloodline, man. My mom and dad was music fiends, you know, in the house playing old 45 records. You know what I'm saying? Listening to James Brown, of course. You know what I'm saying? The Parliament Funk, all that type of stuff. That stuff right there, man, is in me. So, yeah, it's definitely more than music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, now you named F-150. Where did you get the name, and did you go by another name at one time?
At one point, I went by the name Infinite. You know, that's when I was in. I was studying the Nation of Islam, and that was my name, Infinite. You know, I got it branded on my chest, and then you know, I started dabbling in the streets. You know, the old heads were like, "What up, nephew? What's up, nephew?" This before I even heard Snoop Dogg say this stuff, man. You cats was home saying, "What up, nephew?" Neff, I'm like, all right, I ran with Neff for a long time. Then I gave it an acronym, gave it a name, Never Ever Play Hate. And I used to hang on a 150 block of Pennington Avenue in Trenton. And 150 was our stoop. That was our place. Shouts out to my man Ron G. You know what I'm saying? 150 was us. So I went from Neff to Neff 150. And like I said, 150 I break down equals equality. You know what I mean? You follow the Nation of Islam, the supreme mathematics, 150 equals equality. So I'm all about equality. Always been since that day that I got that name and put that name on myself. Neff 150 has always been an equal-minded person. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the next man come up like I do. So, you know what I mean? Because we all got the equal opportunity to do the same thing. So, yeah, 150 is part of it, man. It's Neff 150 all day.
Yeah, that's what's up, man, and much respect on that name. See, at first, I was confused a little bit. I thought you were actually part of the Poor Righteous Teachers. I got you confused with Culture Freedom. You know, but you knew him, though. did you and him ever, you know what I'm saying, like you guys ever rap together or anything like that? Or
I mean, prior to the EP that we got together back home, I knew Culture, like I said, you know, beatboxing up down the street. And as time went on, we had the same relatives. You know, my cousin is his cousin on my aunt's side. You know, he's family on the other side. But, you know, overall, Trenton, we represent each other all day. So we family from the gate, you know. But PRT was one of those groups, man. I used to first started doing beats. I made a track. I'm the intelligent wise on the microphone, you know, a sample from Rakim. And I wanted to hit them with it, but I never got the chance to. So I told myself the next time I got an open window to do some music with one of the members from PRT, I'm going to make it official. And that's what we did, man. Culture Freedom, man, he's a good guy. Wise, intelligent, a good guy. Rest in peace to Father Shaw. You know, it's always going to be PRT, and no doubt, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Coaching, man. Coaching took the chance with me and said, let's do this, and we're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Trenton, you know, like I said, a lot of talent. What do you know about DJ Ready Red, man? He was one of the coldest on the Wheels of Steel. Did you follow him at all coming up?
I didn't know Ready Red per se or hand in hand. I heard of the name. But I never knew the name. I never could put the name with the face. Like I said, I was a young guy under these cats, man. You know, the DJs I knew were the DJs I was accustomed to seeing at the wild parties, the neighborhood cookouts and stuff like that. I didn't really know him per se, but, you know, Culture spoke of him a lot. My man Devon, Devon 7 spoke of him a lot. You know, the older cats that I do music with, they know him. You know what I mean? More than I do. Like I said, I just got to whisper the name, but I never could put the name with the face. And then I heard what he, you know, what kind of archive he had, and I'm like, yo, that's what's up, man. He represented for us. So, you know what I mean? Nah, but I didn't know him personally, though.
That's a legend. I mean, you got to think about it. He comes from Trenton, goes down to Houston, and pioneers, you know what I'm saying, part of the Sound of the South. I mean, that's just amazing. You know, to have those type of accolades. But they say Trenton makes the world fakes, you know. So you guys are very, very influential. I actually heard that from Bushwick Bill. We had Bushwick Bill and Ready Red on here talking, and they were talking about Trenton, and that's what Bushwick said about it. So, you know, a lot of talent your way. Let's show them exactly what kind of talent we got here. Man, you sent me three bangers, man. We're just going to go with the first one. It's self-explanatory, real hip-hop. Why don't you kind of intro this one for us, brother?
No doubt. Yo, this your boy, Neff 150, man. Right now, you're about to check out one of the hottest singles that's going to hit your airways and soon to be out there. You know what I'm saying? Real hip-hop. About Culture Freedom of legendary rap group PRT and your boy, Neff 150, Team Cold Free. We in the building. Real hip-hop. With your man Scotty B. Let's get it.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Yeah. Neff 150. Yo, let's speak the truth. I've been addressing the game since my youth. Flow so sick, they had to quarantine the booth. Separate the illness from the rest. Bars on bars, from my Tim's to my fitted. Never label the star. Fuji rap attitude, you know I'm one with the guards. Look at the king, people probably get harder than hard. Most of y'all cowards fall too short to even stand tall. Acting out, screaming out, suck. But damn y'all, we play the game because we know how. Y'all better get serious before it go down. It's useless to the team I rep. I only claim one set, and that's G-Death. No sleep game,
So correct, we don't flex or front. We give it to you the way you want. I'm hip hop all day, no matter where I'm from. Open your eyes, don't look so surprised. I'm still here, about to put in work harder than I did last year. Yeah. You know I live that. Eat, sleep, and breathe that. And never be wait all day. That's why I strive. You know I live that. Eat, sleep, and breathe that. And never be wait all day. That's why.
Jerusalem, Carolina to the A, that's Jersey, Atlanta, and Carolina's where I stay. We gon' let the music travel all the way to the Bay, cause we all from the hood. I tell my dogs be safe, I don't worry too much, cause my God don't play, and my tongue don't cap, and my gun go black. F-150 and Libs, real hip-hop is back, and it's been a long time, so we gon' celebrate and make sure we all shine. Who cares, let them hate, we gon' give them more rhymes, explore minds, cause it's never been written before. I'm a kick in the door, turning music off, give them the raw, uncut. I'ma give them the pure, I know they can't take it, but we gon' make them get on the floor and overdose them, then give them some more. We ain't gonna never stop.
You know I live that. Eat, sleep, and breathe that. And never be wait all day. That's why I strive. You know I live that. Eat, sleep, and breathe that. And never be wait all day. That's why.
You can say hip hop or just say my name, but regardless, it still comes out the same. Straight flames, we changed the game when we came through. And if it's not the same, then yo, I blame you lame dudes. They be trying to make pop hits. Man, come on now, stop the nonsense. We've been in it for a whole minute. And yo, you're not a DJ if you don't spin it with no limits. We giving you facts, it's like that. We're treading on my back. I'ma show these people where it's at. The guard is state, yo, guard is great. Wait, no need to hate, my team is great. And when I'm done, yo, I'm changing my race. Pay me in real estate, because I got the bill. Times is ill. We stack some mills, then sign some deals. And when we done, we gon' do what we feel. Yeah.
You know I live that. Eat, sleep, and breathe that. And never be wait all day. That's why I strive. You know I live that. Eat, sleep, and breathe that. And never be wait all day. That's why.
What I'm talking about, because all the elements are there. The cutting and the scratching, the dope bars, you know what I'm saying, the dope beat. I mean, that right there is what's up. What's been the feedback you've been getting from that?
Yo, man, we've been getting so much love from that joint. Like, I've sent that joint to so many DJs right now, man, and everyone's saying they're going to burn that thing down, man, because it's representing the, like you said, it's representing the hip-hop culture. And it has all the elements, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shouts out to my man Libs that's on there too, man. Featured Libs on there, produced by Divine 7. You know, that joint, Divine 7, he's so creative, man, when it comes to making hip-hop, gutter, Wu-Tang type of style beats, man. And when I heard that, I was like, yo, this is it. DJs got to spin this. They got to play this. Because if you're a hip-hop head and you're a hip-hop DJ, you want to love this. You want to love it. Ain't no way you cannot spin this record. Ain't no way no one cannot love this rap record and get adapted to it. You know, and once the visual came to life with it, it was a rap then. It was a rap, man. We getting so much love off this album, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good, man, because, you know, last several years, hip-hop is, I would say, been taking a lot of hits because, you know what I'm saying? It's almost as if the people are trying to dismantle the building blocks of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? The foundation. All these radio stations just playing the mumble rap and stuff like that. It's good to see stuff with substance, with bars, integrity, man. You being a true hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, artist, you know what I'm saying, and fan yourself, what was it like seeing, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop kind of stay in a stagnant, trendy spot for, like, the last several years?
What I think it was, man, that, you know, it's not like how it was back in the day where you give a DJ your record and they spin it ASAP right then and there just because they want to be the first ones to break it, you know, and especially if it was different vibe, different music, different bounce. Today is somewhat, how can I say, repetitious very much, you know, because everybody is like, there's no identity, you know, with the new stuff. There's, you got so much sound, so many beats and so much singles out here sounding the same. Sometimes it's hard to identify who's who with it, you know. And I don't knock it. What I don't get is how they say it's the new wave. Where I come from, man, you don't ride the wave. You know what I mean? You be a trendsetter out here. You don't follow the trend, because when the trend dies, you die. You know? So it's kind of crazy how some of these jokers get out here and they say, okay, yeah, I'm going to smash a game with this track right here. And you listen to them, you be like, yo, that sound like that other one that was just played 10 minutes ago versus that one. And you like, well, okay, well, maybe that's what they love. At the end of the day, man, I just look at it like this. The game for the last 15, 20 years, you know, it has given me, how can I say, not even a balance of love and that type of music. You know what I'm saying? Their criteria of music doesn't match mine. I don't knock it. You know what I'm saying? I embrace it, and I look at what's being done, but I still stay on my path. You know what I'm saying? I stay in my lane, and that's what hip-hop music, spitting bars, having substance, being relevant with what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't knock it, but it's here, you know what I mean? And we just got to cope with it, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep hitting them with these bangers, though. I know that much.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take cats like yourself to keep going with it, you know what I'm saying? You said you've been doing this since your early 90s. Man, what gives you the longevity? What keeps you going?
What keeps me going, brother man, I love music. I'm a competitive person when it comes to rhymes. You know, I'm very competitive when it comes to storytelling. You know what I'm saying? I like to feel good music. You know what I'm saying? I like to sit back and just be creative. I like to sit in the lab and go hard on it, and I love it. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like this. If Curtis Blow go in the studio right now, I'll go do a joint with Curtis Blow. If I can get Mo Kumo D in there, I go do something with Kumo D. Chuck D, I go in there. Eric Sermon, I go in there with all these cats that are still being productive, not on the mainstream level, but they're still being productive in so many ways that they're still going. I said, well, man, that's what I want to do, man. It ain't about the fortune. It's about the fame to me, because fame brings fortune. So I want my name to ever be forever remembered as a person that went hard on just loving the fact of being able to create music, good music at that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Something that's going to be like timeless, you know? Something you can listen to 20 years from now that are going to make you nod your head and respect it, you know?
Yeah.
The way it should be. When you look back, you know what I'm saying, at your career, what are some of your fondest memories over the years?
Some of my fondest memories is when I first took off with my group. I was in a group, Amoeba D. Shouts out to Jay Blaine's Bojangle, my brother D. Dallas, and my man DJ Q. Producer Q. We all had Amoeba D. That was one of the finest moments, was when we took over New York City, man. We did a little mini tour in Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia, George Mason College for a week. You know, that was amazing, man, to see how the kids rock with us. And then, like I said, in 2000, when we did a little tour with Bismarck, oh, man, that was it right there. You know, I didn't think we captured the world, but the world captured us for a second, you know what I'm saying, as a group, you know. And that was one of my finest moments also, with Amoeba D. When I went solo, when I moved from Jersey to Atlanta, I started doing a whole lot of college touring. It's like, you know, the Chiclet Circuit type thing. And with a cover band, I was front man in a cover band. At the same time, I would do like freestyles and just rhyme a whole instrumental, and the college kids would go bananas for it. You know, so after a while, I was like, man, this is it, man. This is one of those moments. At that moment, the spotlight is there, and I love it. And I haven't let go of that lamp yet, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Now, for those listening, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go to another track here in a minute, but before we do, what's the name of the current project you got out right now? Where could the fans go get it?
My latest joint, man, right now is Equality. It's on Apple Music, man, right now. I got joints on datpiff.com. I released a Street Talk. It's like a mixtape album on Datpiff. You go in there, check that out, Neff150. And right now, the current one is Bars Is Back, the EP with Culture Freedom. We haven't released it yet, but when we do, we're going to bust their heads wide open with it because they're going to think it's something other than the ordinary, you know what I mean? And then we got good features on there as well. You know, shout out to my man Romel Calhoun, Brown Soul 73. You know what I mean? Also Lips, which I heard on Real Hip Hop. You know, it's banging, man. It's banging. So Bars Is Back is the latest joint, but Equality is right now up on all platforms. You can check that out by Neff150.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to support it. I mean, if you didn't like what you heard, you know what I'm saying, first go around, which you need to get your ears checked then, if that's the case. But we're gonna go right into another one. Man, let's give them I Won't Stop. Why don't you tell them a little bit about this one?
Oh, yeah, this track right here, this the track we all fell in love with, I Won't Stop, speaking Brown Soul 73, produced by M Phases. This joint right here is like, it's a, how can I say, one of those tracks, man, that motivates you. And you have those off days and you have those off moments and you're going through something in your life that makes you want to just give up. This is that track that tells you, man, don't stop. We won't stop. You don't stop because we're going to make it regardless. You know, never give up, never give in is this type of track, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you got some haters out there that want to see you stop. Don't stop. Keep going.
Yeah, most definitely. That's a great message right there. We'll be back with an F-150 right here in the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere, man, because we won't stop either.
Right, and they laugh, they still don't get it, but I stay committed to my last breath.
left, trying to free them up before they taste death. I tell them go right, but they still turn left. They ate the wrong food from the wrong chef. Got promised some gold, but still claim theft. I guess life is just another test. We live it out to our very best. Yes, we live it out to our very best. Yes, we live it out to our very best.
Here with Neff 150, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. Now that's on the project out right now.
Yeah, Bars Is Back. That's one of the joints. So that's one of the singles off Bars Is Back. Yep. Bars Is Back, man. Won't stop, man. Shouts out to that boy M Phases out there in Australia, man. Produced that thing. Man, that thing go hard, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Like I said, it's bars. You know what I'm saying? The beat is consistent with authentic hip-hop. I mean, it's just, it's got that vibe to it, man, that makes you, you know what I'm saying, want to reminisce about the good old days of hip-hop. Makes you feel like, man, we ain't never even went through a phase of that trendy bullshit, you know? what keeps you going doing that, man? When so many are chasing trends, what keeps you authentic to hip-hop?
Well, you know, it begins with self, man. You know what I'm saying? Be original to who you are, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to be who you are because you read that before anything. So, you know, that's more of a reason to stay, like I said, stay in my lane, man, to stay being a lyrical artist, spitting bars and not giving you the clown bounce. That's what I call it, the clown bounce, because everybody want to do clown stuff on these tracks, man. They be having some banging tracks, but they come in, they bounce on like clowns instead of just ripping and killing it, you know? And sometimes I think, you know, people get the wrong idea that, you know, hip-hop heads don't have fun. Yo, we have fun with music. You know, we have fun. So it's like, you know, just, you know, I gotta look at it like, you got to be original. You got to be who you are, no matter what you're dealing with. You know, no matter what situation you put yourself in, you got to be who you are. Music is who you are. It speaks for itself, and it shows other people. You know, like, okay, they can see your lifestyle. If you rapping like this, with your lifestyle like that, it's going to be kind of iffy, what we call fugazi, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to be fugazi for nobody.
Man, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Those of you listening, you know what I'm saying, stay true to this hip-hop shit, man. We got another track to go to before we get out of here, but before we do, the homie Sim from France, he's probably got a couple questions for you. I know it's pretty early in the morning where he's at right now. I'm going to bring him on. Sim, you there, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Anfinite. Yes, as a part of Trenton and as a part you was of maybe affiliated with Pareto Stitchers and affiliated with Five Percenters, maybe of the Nation of God and Earth, can you tell us about the community knowledge, you know, about like Easy's Papers, Francesco Welsing, you know, Andrews Kamit Kersh, the books like They Never Told You in History Class. So, you know, that kind of thing. Can you tell us about your knowledge about this?
I'm trying to really understand what you were saying. Say something about the knowledge of a book.
Yeah, some books like Ivan Farsetima or Francis Welsing, like Easy's Papers, you know, the Kemetic knowledge about Egypt and Ola.
The Egypt and Ola?
Yeah, the Kemetic knowledge, in fact. Maybe you know about it with the Nation of God and Earth, and the Five Pin Centers.
Okay, thank you. Islam. Medic. Oh, okay.
Well, I
began, man, like I said, I began studying the Supreme Mathematics, kind of getting an understanding of the way of life, which they are. They you know what I mean? Every day we go through one of those lessons of life, you know what I mean, with knowledge and understanding the wisdom, you know what I'm saying, understanding all of it. I look at it as a way of life. I got into that just to be able to have a maintain a, you know, my lifestyle. The book I read that enticed me a little bit more was The Message to the Black Man by Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I go and I read it just to keep myself balanced, you know what I'm saying, so I won't go left. I don't know too much about a lot of it, because that was in my earlier days, you know, and I you know, just strayed away from it, which I shouldn't have, because knowledge is every day. But other than that, the book I read, you know, I glimpse into the Holy Quran from here time and time, but The Message to the Black Man is a book that I love.
Okay, yes. Yeah. There are a lot of groups who are to this scripture, like Paris, like Ascari X, you know, the Cooper, this kind of knowledge. What part of group did you inspire of in this hip hop culture with maybe the LOE and all that?
What type of group I was inspired by?
Yeah.
I was inspired by Poor Righteous Teachers, X-Clan. What else? Public Enemy, EPMD, Illinois Scratch. Gosh, there's so many.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of hip hop groups, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you remember one of the first Trenton rappers, maybe back in the day? Maybe in the 80s.
That I know, I don't know things from the 80s. I know from my era, we had Boulevard Mossy. We also had YZ, but he was from Hightstown, New Jersey. We had a group called Suicide Posse, had a nice single. We had a group called Truth or Square. We had Nation of Riot. Those were some good, positive brothers right there. Them brothers without knowledge itself. We had Tutor and the Teacher. We had Don Black, Black Prince Asiatic. What other groups out there? I can remember.
Yeah, YZ was a huge rapper of Trenton, also part of Nation of God and Earth.
Yeah.
So it was the I to the Z. You know about it. Can you tell us about the I to the Z, the signification, the knowledge about it?
Yeah. Yep. Who's the man with the master plan? That was a banger.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Finn, you got another one?
Oh, that's all. It's good. It's all good.
Thank you so much for calling, brother. I appreciate it. That's what I'm talking about right there. See, hip-hop is a global phenomenon, man. It's wrapped around the globe so many times. It's always good to get different insight from different countries. You know, a lot of these guys, man, when you go over there, you know, they, you know what I'm saying, they might not even speak English, but they might know the words to your song. You know, that's some dope thing, right? Universal language, man. Music is
universal language. Hip-hop is a universal language.
Absolutely. You know, and it did, you know what hip-hop did, you know what I'm saying, it did more for race relations in this country than anything else, I think, in recent times. Of course, now we've been pushed back due to the bullshit going on in the White House. But I think hip-hop helped bridge the gap. You know, no other form of music really brought a lot of people together, man. I'm not just talking black and white, though. I'm talking everybody, you know.
Everybody.
Everybody. You know, I mean, you can go somewhere and you could be somewhere where they don't even have much of running water or electricity. But they might have a fucking Tupac shirt on. you know, or a Biggie shirt or whatever, you know. So it's a beautiful thing to see that kind of reach. Let's give them this track, Jules. But before we do, I want to give you the floor on F-150. I want to thank you for coming on the show and chopping up with us. But, man, it's all yours. Let them know where they can get the music, where they can follow you on social media, and when this COVID crap is over, how they can book you for shows.
Yo, this your boy, Neff150, man. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Neff150, Facebook, Mr. Neff150. I tell you, like Russell Simmons told me at a summit here at Clark Atlanta, he said, Google my name and you'll know where I'm at. Well, you know what I'm doing. If I can't Google your name, you ain't out here yet. So you can Google Neff150, N-E-T-H, and catch me on all platforms. You know, when this pandemic thing passed, yo, all you got to do is hit me up, you know what I'm saying, on the Instagram or the Facebook. If you want to book Team Coat Free, you know what I'm saying, because that's what it is, Team Coat Free. Bars is back is the latest AP coming from Culture Freedom of the Poor Teachers Group and F-150, you know what I'm saying? Production mainly from Divine 7. This joint right here you about to hear is called Jewels. And the reason it's called Jewels, because that's what we're dropping. Science is the science above all, you feel me? So it's knowledge first. It's your boy, F-150, man. Y'all check me out on the Murder Master Music Show. My man, Scott B.
That's what I'm talking about in F-150. This is Jules right here. Man, we're out. We'll see you guys real soon. Make sure to go to the website, ugsforlife.com. And if you're just tuning in now and you want to download this episode, make sure to go to Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, and any other platform where you can get your podcasts at online. We're out of here.
Everything I say I am, and that's the truth. I build with the real when I cut the fake dudes loose. I gained it from the Trent Town, NJ. That's where they grew me, wouldn't have it any other way. And you can say what you want to, because I get mad love every time that I come through. Fresh to life with the code free on. Yo, I'm not a peon, I'm the realest of the real, huh? And living 2020 vision. Only speak with precision to get a real good incision into your brain cell, where your thoughts dwell. Teaching you right is heaven over hell. It's freedom over jail. We got to prevail. My record gotta sell. God gotta live well in this modern day Babylon, where the game is on. You gotta be ready or you can be freaking gone.
Now tell me how you're feeling. Now can your soul reach the ceiling? Tell me, can you dig it, dig it? Talk but no appealing. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Gotta keep it real for the children now. Please, don't stop my groove. Let me talk to you as I drop these tunes now. Please, don't stop my groove. Let me walk with you. Let me do it as
yeah,
you.
God, you forgive all my sinisters. Peace and blessings truly to my minister, Bishop John Kennedy. What up with you? Beat the devotion or get stranded left in the ocean like that little man up on the boat that had several chances to cope. Unexplainable, like some of the lies, untrainable. False advertisement, I'm not surprised when I'm iller than most. Nothing kosher like kissing ghosts. We move forward, never live in reverse. Crack the pavement like a slave ship. Who you trying to flick with? My penmanship, sharp as attack like a ninja trip kick. I'm bolo, 5'5", blended well like a tie-dye. A famous portrait, lyrically labeled a swordsman from Divine Land Projects. You build it, destroy, enlighten the mind of my brothers. Those others who truly love us, see, I flex none. The one like Neo teaching the oracle from King to King, Lord of our lords, yet still affordable.
Now tell me how you're feeling. Now can your soul reach the ceiling? Tell me, can you dig it, dig it? Hard to talk but no appealing. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Gotta keep it real for the children now. Please, don't stop my groove.